Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, I'm back in the Carolinas participating in an American Sheep Industry Association and an American Wool Council Military Wool Tour. We're touring different facets of the U.S. wool industry and textile industry here in South Carolina and North Carolina this week, including stops here in Jamestown, South Carolina at Sharsher's Wool Mill, and also in Mount Airy, North Carolina at Burlington. When it comes to utilizing American-made wool in their uniforms and more, Rita Corliss Samuelson, the ASI's wool marketing director, says wool growers back home also have a sense of pride in providing that American-made fiber that our hardworking servicemen and women are wearing every day.
There's certainly a sense of pride and excitement just to know that we were able to provide a product that's meaningful to our soldiers and protect our country. So it's just a great opportunity. And a lot of the wool that is used in the military comes from those states, from Colorado, South Dakota, Montana, and those are the type of wools that are used in the primary wool products.
And Rita says you can learn more by visiting AmericanWool.org. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.